This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Should we just call this the week that was, the month that was, the year that was? Happy, what is it, Black History Month? Happy New Year? Hey, on the first day of Black History Month in 2019, Cory Booker Spartacus announced that he is going to run for president. We're going to get into that in a little bit because the field is getting pretty wide with the Democrats. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. If you're listening on terrestrial radio, I love it. I'm glad you guys are in Ohio and Atlanta and Oregon. Love my guys at KYKN. Wherever you're listening, thank you. We appreciate you. I hope I get to your market soon. Demand that your radio station get me there. Anyway, Spartacus announced. We'll talk more about that. I want to call this the day, the week, the month, the year of Democrat nonsense. How far do you want to go back? Let's just go back a few days. Let's just go back a few days. Let's just start there. You want to do that? All right. Democrats laughed at the idea of killing newborn babies. The Virginia governor goes, well, if it's born, leave it on the counter and, you know, let it die. I mean, no big deal. And here's what the funny part is. The funny part is, the abortionist, they want you to feel bad for what you do. Kamala Harris said it is immoral to not let a woman kill a baby after 20 weeks or something like that. Go look it up. It's along those lines. In other words, killing children is the moral thing to do. Protecting children is immoral. If I do nothing else the entire day to explain to you how leftists think, how leftism is as squirrely as you can get in your brain, I give you that. It would be like there's a woman getting beat up on the street by a mugger, and you help the mugger. And people go, oh my gosh, he's such a humanitarian. Look at that. Look at what he did. Like the woman won't give up her purse or something, and you go get a knife, and you cut it so that the mugger, here you go, mugger. And the woman's looking at you like, what did you just do? You're like, well, I did what I was supposed to do. That's leftism. Anyway, Democrats laugh at the idea of killing newborn babies all the way up to term. Forget about the trimesters and all that. They're like, you kill that baby anytime you want to, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I was talking with our congressman the other night, Andy Biggs. They were talking. A question came up about Planned Parenthood. And I said, Congressman, when are you guys going to fight Planned Parenthood the right way? Tell them. Start making it racial. Hey, listen, we're really doing our best to stop that organization from killing these black babies in crazy numbers. If you start with that kind of rhetoric, you'll get attention. Till then, you're not. Crazy, crazy times in America, folks. I'm telling you, Kevin Jackson on the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm glad you're here to listen. I'm going to try not to preach. Woo, some funny stuff. Hey, here's another one for you. The Connecticut governor proposed a tax on groceries and prescription drugs in order to pay for Medicare for all. Now, this is in response to Ocasio-Cortez being we need to give medicine to every, health care and all this. I thought we had health care for everybody with Obamacare. Huh? Somebody said school, brother. I thought we had it. We got trillions of money going into this healthcare system. We have spent a crazy amount of money into Obamacare. It hasn't helped that many people. I love the number. 15 million more people have healthcare because of Yeah, but have 15 million more people have access to the hospital? Do they go? No. Nobody wants to give you those stats. How many people have killed themselves because they can't get to the hospital because they go, I don't have any money. I can't pay that copay. I can't pay this or that. With a Connecticut governor, you know this is a lefty because he's sitting around looking at ways to tax your behind. He wants to tax your groceries and tax your prescription drugs. I want to just tell you, the things you need to live, they want to tax you. And what's he want to do it for? So he can give you good health. You're not even going to survive long enough to take advantage of the health care. Hey, I tell you what, Connecticut Governor, let me give you some things to think about. Why not tax people in Connecticut for taking a leak? Because, you know, I don't know how much water you drink. I take a leak, what, 10 times that? I know people, well, girls always go, what, Kevin, why you call it taking a leak? That's what it's been called since I was a kid. I didn't make it up. Anyway, peeing, tinkling. Why don't you charge people for tinkling 10 times a day? What could you raise if you charge people for tinkling 10 times a day? And, of course, that old number two, right? Taking a dump. I know ladies don't like when I say take a dump. Why don't you tax taking a dump? That way you get the tinkle tax and the dump tax, and you collect what? How many times you take? How many times you guys take a dump? Once a day? Are you regular? As my grandma would say, boy, you regular. You regular. She don't say regular. Are you regular? I didn't even know what that meant when I was a kid. Are you regular? Yeah. Are you regular? How many times you take a dump a day? You. Once? I don't want to put people's business out there, but you could take more. Here's the deal. Tax it, and then people will regulate it. People will go, ooh, and hold it. Like, just, what are you waiting on? Midnight! Woo! Hey, here's another novel idea, leftist. Why don't you tax breathing? How many times do we inhale and exhale in a day? Then you could take your sports watch, and they could monitor your heart rate or some breath intake rate. And let's say, I don't know how many times you breathe in a day, but, you know, what, 40, 50 times a minute? I don't know. I mean, I don't have a count. I'd be curious, but if they tell you, okay, you breathe 1,000 times a minute, that's too many. Let's say you breathe 60 times a minute. Let's make it easy. One time a second, right? And then they go, oh, but if you've got like emphysema or something, you can't, you take more breaths than normal, cause you're all, so you're breathing faster than a normal guy. So they tax the daylights out of you, but then they go, well, hold on a minute. People with emphysema, they don't suck in as much air. So, no, you people breathing normal, you suck in much more air, even though those other guys are, maybe you got COPD or something. So, you gotta pay up though. I don't know how they're gonna do it, but trust me when I tell you, they want to tax you. They're taxing your air right now through climate change, carbon emissions and all that.
You take too many. You know, you're using too much energy, Kevin Jackson. You should be powering your house riding a bike.
No, Democrats won't do it. Ed Begley Jr. did it, but nobody else will. Folks, the stuff I could give you in Democrat nonsense could be an entire show. I don't have time right now. We're running out of time for this break. We will be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Yeah, there was some woman, or I don't know, congresswoman or some abortion activist on Tucker tonight, and she was talking about how a man has no right to tell a woman if she can have an abortion or not, because that's her body. Well, in my opinion, then, it's equal rights. Then a man should not be pushed or forced to pay for a baby if he doesn't want to, because that's his pocketbook and that's his right. Let's go there.
You go there, girlfriend. It's one of my routine callers. Good to hear from you, doll. I know you listen to the show quite a bit. Often, all the time. Tell everybody else. See, I need super callers like her. That young lady right there, see, we're buddies. She calls my show multiple times a day. I'm not kidding you. We have yet to have a conversation because I've been busy. But she's most of it's suggestions, you know, like just commentary. But that's cool. Glad to have her on. By the way, I agree. I told you guys a story where my sister, she would give her pregnancy tests to her girlfriends, who would go hijack all their boyfriends, tell them they were pregnant, and then they collect $1,000 and go do a girls' trip or something crazy. I'm just telling you, that's the kind of stuff that goes on up in her. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Crazy stuff going on, folks. I'm telling you. How do I make sense of it all? Because I'm brilliant, doggone it. That's how. I'm not going to mince words. Kevin, you're bragging, bro. No, I'm not. If I were not brilliant, then it would be bragging. But I'm brilliant. And let me give you some tidbits here. I'll explain something to you. Democrats don't want Trump to have accomplishments. And you're going, why did that statement just came out of the blue? No, that's how a brilliant mind works. See what I'm trying to tell you? You're trying to make sense of it all. You're going, Kevin, I don't understand. Man, and I don't understand. And I don't understand why blacks. And I don't understand why women. And I don't understand why the Democrats. And I don't understand about the wall. And you don't understand. And I just gave you the secret decoder ring right there. In a flash of brilliance. It really is that simple, though. Trump does what he promises, and he promises, MAGA, make America great again. That's what he promises. He says, there's no ulterior motive. Does he always do things the way you want? No. That's not his job. His job is just to get things done. Sometimes you got to take a step back to go three steps forward, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. That's what Trump is doing. But he's doing a good job. He's doing a good job. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm about to break something down for you. I'm about to get all economical up in here. Okay? Banks and smaller companies, I'm reading this, propelled stocks to their best January in 30 years. A sign that investors are favoring sectors tied to the U.S. economy. Did you hear what I said? The best January in 30 years. Those groups were among the biggest laggards during the fourth quarter's steep slide. Their reversal suggests that investors who were bracing for a sharp slowdown in the U.S. economic activity have been soothed. I like saying that word, soothed, by cautious comments from the Federal Reserve. Signs of strength in the labor market and data pointing to tepid inflation. Let me translate that. Let me put that in layman's terms. They think Donald Trump's doing an amazing job. And all this pullback, the pullback they were talking about, that was Democrat ruse. That was the rich fat cats trying to play the game. But let me tell you something. They can't even manipulate this economy into bad shape. Because even though the stock market took a hit, last year was 18,800 when Donald Trump took over. It closed out the year 22,000, 23,000. It is over 24,000. It will approach 25,000. I tweeted to the president, don't be shocked if your stock market goes to 28,000 before you even finish blinking, before you finish that latte. Okay? I'm preaching again, Anna. Stop me. Just stop me, okay? I don't need to preach. These people get it. There's the occasional lefty out there. So you've got this booming economy, and here's what's interesting. You have a man under attack, and his name is Donald Trump. They are coming at him from all different angles, all different sides. The Democrats are throwing everything they can at Donald Trump, and it isn't working. And despite all of the subterfuge, the game playing, the shenanigans, and all the things they're trying to do to this man, he continues to knock it out of the park. And you know what what's happening to the Democrats? Every time you turn around, they're getting caught in a lie. And you want a tidbit of things to come? You want me to put, hold on, let me get a new hat. Grab my soothsayer hat. Grab my fortune teller hat, would you? So, I got my fortune teller hat on. Here you go. Donald Trump Jr. laid into the House Intelligence Committee Chairman, Representative Adam Schiff, after reports appeared to vindicate the younger Trump of Democratic suspicions that he made phone calls to President Trump around the time of the Trump Tower meeting with Russians in June of 2016. Senate investigators obtained phone records, which appeared to show that Trump Jr. had actually spoken to two longtime family friends, Brian France, the chief executive of NASCAR, and the investor Howard Lorber. This is a report from the New York Times, citing two people briefed on the matter. Now, why do I bring that up? Because it's just yet another one of the lies propagated by the Democrats, propagated by leftists, propagated by progressives, that the Trumps were up to some shenanigans. And they weren't. So when do you think it's going to start? I mean, that's a little domino. I know you, Kevin, come on, man, what do you want to take from that? What you want to take from that is, what else did Adam Schiff come out and tell you that was happening? What else did he tell you that Donald Trump did? What other things have they told you about Donald Trump or Donald Trump Jr. or the family? What else are they investigating? Remember when they were investigating Ivanka's emails? Have you heard anything about it? Come on, people. Wake up. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. You can tell me. I can take it. No, you haven't heard a word about her emails, have you? You haven't heard anything related to Jared Kushner and his complicit nature in the Russian collusion. Then you've heard none of it. Yeah, and all of it's going to fall. All of it. Going to be a bad year for Democrats. Good year for us. And let me tell you something. Don't even think about not celebrating. If you think about not celebrating as this bad news comes to the Democrats and you get all sympathetic, oh no, Kevin, I mean, we're kicking their butt now, man. It's starting, I don't know, it's looking like a bloodbath, man. It's just, yeah, shut up. Let me come through this microphone and hit somebody. You, when the time comes, and it's coming, Carl, because Carl, he and I have a gentleman's bet. It's coming. The Democrats are going to be in bad shape. You're going to watch people separate themselves from the Democrats. Holy Howard Schultz! You're going to watch them say, I was a former Democrat, but I've now moved away from the party. I'm an independent, and I just don't like the way things are going on either side. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Said your mama. Trust me, they're going to come over.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says the apology he made on Friday was premature. In his med school yearbook, a photo of two people wearing racist clothing was said to be him. He now claims he was not either of the people pictured, a person in blackface and a person wearing a Ku Klux Klan uniform. Northam now says he did once dress up like Michael Jackson for a dance contest back in 1984.
I had the shoes, I had a glove, and I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks. And the reason I used a very little bit is because I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but you cannot get shoe polish off.
Leaders of both parties have repeatedly urged him to resign, saying that he now has lost the public's trust. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You ever notice the sense of urgency from leftists? Everything's immediate. Gotta have if you don't address whatever problem that they say exists, and I'm talking about address it immediately, then all hell's gonna break loose. The world's gonna end. It will be Armageddon. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. If you don't address global climate change right now, what do we have, 12 years?
I was planning for a bigger future. I don't know about you, but I want to see my grandchildren grow up. I was hoping to one day get a piece of land on the beach. I got 12 years. And at the rate I'm going, it'll take me 11 years to get it, and I'll only get a year in it. And then I'll get taxed, and who knows?
Yeah, man, global climate change, that's one of them. Jeez, Louise. Do we have that Ocasio-Cortez? You know what, that's even too. I want to talk about that in a different thing, because she beats up on Trump, and then she says something about cisgender. That's worthy of an entire hour, the Ocasio-Cortez hour, okay? Cortez, not Cortez. But anyway, yeah, but here's what's funny. If you offer a suggestion like, well, hold on a second. You know, Earth's been around a long time. We've seen, why the sense of urgency? They were saying this back in the early 1900s. They were saying this back in the mid-1950s. I mean, the 1950s. They were saying this in 1970. It was global cooling. They were saying why the sense of urgency? They don't have an answer. But it's got to be right now. Why? Because you got the money right now, right? I mean, I don't know about you, but if you want to buy something and you need the money, are you patient? Or with your parents, were you like, Mom, Mommy, no. You saw it at the store. Let me ask you, are your kids patient when you go to the store and they see something they like, they want them, they say, I want that candy. That's Democrats. That's leftists. That's progressives. They want what they want. They want it now, and they don't. So what? They don't have the money. When did that become a criteria for not getting what you want? But don't you dare offer a sane suggestion. Don't you dare say, look, we study this. We're looking at the things. We want real data. Don't even question their data. If they tell you what, well, you've seen the data, 96% of people say this, and they're scientists. And they say eating your boogers is good for you. Okay. Right now, on the website for Global Conference for NASA, they have the same verbiage of Barack Obama. Now, Trump has already proven that he doesn't care what they think or what they say. But I'm just saying they got the same verbiage as Barack Obama. Yeah.
Still up there. 96% of scientists believe in global climate change. So what? We've paid them off. So what? We threaten them with life and limb if they don't say what we want them to say. They said it. Tell them you want to, hey, listen, we have this novel idea on how we can end people coming over in droves and taking advantage of our immigration system. We have an amazing idea. Here's what we'll do. We'll build a wall along the areas where, you know, we don't have enough wall. One of the areas we have in Arizona, they have it's a small little town, and the check station is practically, it's totally little. But there's a big fence that stretches out a mile. Half a mile on each side. And you want to know where people come into the border from Mexico into America? They go to the edge of that big fence. And you want to know how I know this? Because there are trails. And the trails don't come anywhere near the actual check station, nor do they come anywhere near the half a mile of actual fence that you got to get over. They are nowhere near it. They all flow to the outside of the fence. And you want to know what that fence is linked to? It's linked to a piece of barbed wire, four levels of barbed wire, and it's secured with nylon rope. And that, amazingly, is where the people get through. Here's what's interesting. They don't climb the fence. I know it's shocking to you conservatives. Maybe even some of these leftists listening to the program, The Kevin Jackson Show. I'd love to get your view, 844-551-8255. But here's what's interesting. These Mexicans that are coming across and the other banditos, the terrorists from other countries and things like this, they actually take the path of least resistance, and they don't go over that wall. I'm shocked that they don't scale the wall or dig a tunnel. No, they go to the edge where the wall ends and where that little barbed wire is connected by nylon, and they cross right there, and you can see it. If you filmed it, it would shock the living daylights out of you. Because you're thinking to yourself, holy cow, why are they taking a path of least resistance when they could just go over that wall or tunnel underneath it? Yeah. Anyway, Democrats will tell you, walls don't work. They'll tell you, you know, giving teachers incentive pay, that doesn't. They'll give you every reason in the world to keep on doing what they want you to do, which is, by the way, they don't want to change any of it. None of it. Are you kidding? Why do you think Trump is standing firm on this wall? I got lots of data on this. You guys ever heard of a rape tree? Yeah, a rape tree. It's a tree where women who are coming across from Mexico and some bandito grabs the woman, pins her up against the tree, and rapes her. And you want to know how I know that it's a rape tree and how people know this? Because they take the woman's panties, who's been sexually abused, and they leave them in the tree. It's called a rape tree. Now, the left doesn't want you to know anything about it. We're going to try to go down and document these rape trees, and then we're going to try to find women who have been sexually assaulted. You know, this whole Me Too movement. Spurned on by all these Holly weirdos. Who love the concept of supposedly helping women, helping other people. But you know what they don't seem to care about? They don't seem to care about the women and the children who are being raped. And it's well over 30% of the women who get raped. But here's a statistic I bet you don't know. Nor do leftists care about. 17% of males are raped before they get over here. Yeah, that's a little statistic that they haven't bothered to tell you. See, because we live in a woman's world. No matter what James Brown said, this is a man's world. It's a man's world. No, it isn't. Because 17% of men, boys, men, whatever you want to call, are getting raped before they even get over here. Well over 30% of women. Now, you would consider that a humanitarian crisis because you legitimately care about people, but the left doesn't. They know about these rape trees. They know the statistics of these women getting raped. They probably know the statistics of men being raped. They know the statistics of human trafficking, drug abuse, gangs,
All of it. The amount of crime. The amount of impact it has on our economy. Do you think they care? There's measles outbreaks right now throughout the country. Don't believe me. You don't believe me. Go Google this for yourselves. There's measles outbreaks. There's outbreaks of scabies. One of the things that one of my buddies, he went down to the border. They went to different locations along the border, and he said, in one of the locations where they have 12 detention things. He says they have hundreds. He says it's literally hundreds of people that are being detained. He said, right now at that station, there's an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease. I won't tell you I don't remember the location, but we were talking about it, and he says, I was there. And he goes, Border Patrol agents are quitting because they don't want to face what's going on there. By the way, that station I was telling you about, it's got a half mile gate of, you know, border wall on each side of the actual thing. Once you get to a certain area, there's no communication. These guys they get a notification that somebody's trying to get in. It takes them about 40 minutes to get to where the person is supposed to have gotten in, and then they got to track them by foot. Would you want to do that and run risk? You should hear them talk about the cartels leaving bags along the road, and you know what's inside of the bags? They got things to outfit drug mules. They've got birth control pills, condoms, all kinds of things for the people that are going to be drug mules. And, oh, by the way, you might get to use a rape tree along the way. And here's another little tidbit for you, for those of you who are so crazy about the Native Americans. In Arizona, I can't speak for other areas, the Native Americans are working with the cartel and allowing them to smuggle drugs through their sovereign Indian territory. We've seen it with our own eyes. We have video of it, etc. This is what's happening in this country. Leftists know it, and they do nothing about it. Measles, scabies, Legionnaire's disease, other things that are impacting us, negative impacts on our society in ways you cannot even calculate. And the left doesn't want to build a wall that will at least stop the majority of this. That is the world we currently live in. Short break, folks. We'll be back. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers, Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm that cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I got two topics for this segment. One, a great job. If you want a great job in New York, well, it takes, you can make over 60 grand a year, which isn't bad. It's not bad cheddar, except you got to live in New York. Yeah, ooh, what, is it New York or, no, D.C., sorry, D.C., I was thinking this was New York. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Let's see. $60,000 a year in D.C. I don't know why you guys told me New York is not New York, it's D.C. Drastic measures to ensure that no restaurant in the city uses plastic straws. They're going to have a straw cop. a plastic straw cup. I don't know if you guys have seen the new straws. They're paper. And I remember the paper straws when I was a kid. They didn't last long. You had to drink quick because it would get so mushy that you couldn't, you know, suck up through there. It was like having emphysema. You know, it would squeeze us. Like, you know, I had a lot of fun with the plastic straws because you could bend them and then suddenly, you know, it could squirt out on you, or you could hold them and, you know, like put your finger over the top and then let them go in your mouth. There's a lot of fun playing with those straws. You can't do that. They don't last that long these days. Yeah, here's what the D.C.'s doing. D.C. Department of Energy and Environment Inspector Zach Rybarczyk, or something like that, got a funky name, C-Z-Y-K at the end. The city's hand-picked straw monitor has been patrolling area restaurants to ensure their straws are paper and not plastic. You better throw away the plastic straws. Don't make me go, what's the dude's name? The comedian, Tracy something, black dude. Don't use them plastic straws. The plastic straws put people's eyes out and stuff. Tracy, what's his name, man? Black dude, Tracy. He's crazy. His comedy is crazy. But it's fun. I love this guy. I really do. I mean, he's probably flaming liberal. I don't know his politics, but because he got into a bad car crash. But the dude has a very much a unique style, and that's what's cool about him. Tracy something. I'll think of it. Anyway, here's the deal. They got this plastic ban that went into effect at the beginning of January in D.C., probably elsewhere too. And now, they, in order to enforce it, because you can't expect that the restaurants are just going to move over to regular straws. You can't expect that the manufacturers of plastic straws aren't going to go, geez, now let's see if we can sneak some in New York or wherever else. I don't know what they would do. They're going to fulfill the orders. Restaurant owners aren't just going to flip over and start obeying the rules. So now they got a dude who's going to enforce it. It's like a traffic monitor, you know, like those, what do they call them, the meter cops. Looking out. No, my curiosity, because it doesn't say in this report, here's my curiosity. What is the fine if you find plastic straws in one of these restaurants? Does anybody know? You got it? You got that number? Let's guess. What do you think the fine would be if you happen to have plastic straws in your restaurant? Let's just do that, okay? Because I don't know. So I'm going to guess. The fine, because they're paying a guy $60,400 a year, $472 a year, to go look for stuff. So people must be punished, okay? Here's what I would suspect. There'll be somebody planting plastic straws, and then they'll come in. He'll suddenly appear and go, ha, like a genie, you know, go. Your fine is, okay, I'm going to give a number. Here's my number. My producers know, I don't know. $500 higher. So it's higher than $500. What do you guys think? Here's what I'd like. If you listen to the show, just send me a note, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Let me know what you think it is. And don't Google it first and find out. Let me know what you think it is. Because I thought $500 would be a lot. Because, you know, it's easy math. He comes in at the end of the day and says, hey, I got four restaurants that still had plastic straws. I cited them all for $500. Bam, $2,000 that day. If he averaged $2,000 a day for the number of work days, and let's say he's got 200 work days, right? So $2,000 a day over 200 work days, he generates $400,000. He's paid for himself for, you know, almost, you know, what, 9 months? No, not he's making $60,000. Okay, yeah. So he's paid for himself for roughly 6 months. I mean, 6 years. 6 years. So that's a pretty good payoff for year one. And then at that point, you can just kind of phase out. You know it's going to phase out. And it'll be a bureaucratic job that somebody gets to give to their cousin or their uncle or whatever. But, yeah, so what is it? How much is it? $800. $800. Seriously. Oh, and they get a grace period. Yeah, okay, great. $800. So they ban something and they create a bureaucracy. I want you to understand how Democrats work. They create a bureaucracy, then and say, okay, here's what we need to add somebody that goes and looks for this. And of course, the city's too big. You got to have it, what, at least 10 of those guys looking? And who's going to get it impacted? The little dude who says, man, I bought, you know, $150 worth of straws. I can't just throw them out, you know? Because the big guys are going, you get rid of them. You know, we'll just charge more for the steak tartare. And they get rid of it. Not the little guy. The little guy gets hit. He gets sucker punched. Poof. Anyway. Oh, well. That's how it all works in the big city in the fast lane with all these leftists. Here's the second thing I want to talk about. And then there were two, as in black candidates, as in light-skinned Negroes with no Negro dialects, as in clean, using my finger quotes, black people, as in two who can go get Bill Clinton's coffee, as in two who could be called super predators, you know, go after the super predators. Yeah, Cory Booker has announced Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. The Democrats have, they covered the bases. They went from one fraud, leftist, no Negro dialect, light-skinned, clean black person to two overnight. Good for them. Who saw it brewing? By the way, you think Cory and Kamala are going to be all chubby, you know, buddy-buddy like they were when they were laughing at Kavanaugh when his life was in ruins? Booker chose the first day of Black History Month to launch his campaign, timing that nods to Booker's own heritage and suggests he will put it at the center of his pitch to voters. Yeah, Cory Booker's going to run on the oppression of black people. I'm black, and on Black History Month, I'm going to let everybody know my oppression. The history of our nation is defined by collective action, by interwoven destinies of slaves and abolitionists, of those born here, of those who chose America's home, of those who took up arms to defend our country, and those who linked arms to challenge and change it. He narrated in a video that he made. I didn't even watch it. I could not stomach the idea of watching Cory Booker stand in front of the American people and act like, and I mean symbolically, I'm going to announce on Black History Month, do you know this silly Negro's been planning this for months? Spartacus. When was Spartacus made? Why didn't he announce on the day that the movie Spartacus was made? Or how about he do this? He announced on the day that Spartacus actually tried to free the what was it, Greeks from slavery or whatever. Why didn't he do something symbolic like that? No, Spartacus announces on Black History Month and makes it oppressive. All the time, black people were taken down. I'm Cory Booker, and I'm running for the President of the United States. They write that he's joining a crowded field that is already the most diverse in history, with multiple women, one gay candidate, a Latino, and Booker now in the mix. Two black candidates. Whoa! What else could the Democrats possibly add to this equation? They've got it all. How could we possibly not vote for Donald Trump when the Democrats have brought us this smorgasbord of craziness? Of all of it. Gays, you know what? Here's what I suggest to the Democrats. Run a lesbian, not just a woman, run a lesbian woman. Run a bisexual man and a bisexual woman. Kyrsten Sinema, she's been senator for a few days. Let her run. Then run a gay man, which Cory Booker kind of fits that bill already. So run a gay man. Then run a transgender, right? Either both ways, man to woman, woman to man. Why leave them out? And then run a Q. Maybe that's Booker too. Maybe Booker is a bisexual gay man, which I don't know if he could be both of those. But let's say he's, I don't know. I don't know how they do it. They make up their own rules over there in the LGBTQ. But he's certainly questioning because, you know, isn't everybody? So they do that. And then add midgets and people that are too tall, the fat, one of these 600-pound life people, run them all. Because ain't nobody going to beat Trump. But do it. I mean, I want to see the freak show that the Democrats put in front of us. You're already beginning to see it now. Another hour coming up, folks. We're good.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.